News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Election day is 1 week away as the home stretch officially gets underway. And regardless of party, don't let anyone fool you. Anxiety and hope are both neck and neck.
Gracia reporting there's just 1 week to go before election day. Election day is just 1 week away.
We're going to win the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and we're going to win 4 more years in our great White House.
The battleground state of Pennsylvania, with its 20 electoral votes, was the focus on Monday for both President Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden.
You know me. I am not overconfident about anything. I just want to make sure we can earn every vote possible.
Today, Biden campaigns in Georgia, a state that hasn't voted for a Democratic presidential candidate since 1992. The president has campaign stops in Wisconsin and Omaha, Nebraska. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Dozens protested in front of the French embassy in Tel Aviv, in Gaza City today, against France's support for the publication of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in the latest fallout over France's response to the beheading of a teacher. In Gaza, several Hamas protesters gathered outside the French Cultural Center and burned pictures of French President Emmanuel Macron. Muslim-majority countries in the Middle East and beyond have been outraged by Macron's remarks last week, in which he refused to condemn the publication or showing caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. Russian authorities issued a national mask requirement today as the country set a single-day record for coronavirus deaths amid a resurgence of new cases. Health officials reported 16,550 new cases and 320 new deaths today, the highest daily death toll since the pandemic started. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate confirmed federal appellate judge Amy Coney Barrett to a seat on the Supreme Court in a 52-48 vote late Monday. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine joined the entire Democratic caucus voting against Barrett's confirmation. Collins said she would not vote for Barrett's confirmation because of the proximity of the vote to next week's presidential election. According to the Associated Press, no other Supreme Court justice has been confirmed on a recorded vote with no support from the minority party in at least 150 years. Now, the day's events did not end there, as Jackie Quinn reports.
Amy Coney Barrett's been sworn in at the White House with a second oath to be administered today to cement her spot on the U.S. Supreme Court. President Trump says he's proud of his nominee.
A momentous day for America.
Before Amy Coney Barrett put her hand on the Bible,
I, Amy Coney Barrett,
sworn in by Justice Clarence Thomas at the White House,
I will do my job without any fear or favor.
Her confirmation vote prompted cheers outside the U.S. Supreme Court building, where she'll take a judicial oath today and take her place among her 8 fellow justices. One Republican voted against Barrett, who received 0 Democratic votes. Delaware Senator Chris Coons expressed his concerns.
Judicial activism, even further to the right, that will put at risk long-standing rights the American people hold dear.
Barrett fills the vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A top World Health Organization official said yesterday that Europe needs a serious acceleration in the fight against the coronavirus, and a lack of contact tracing capacity could drive the disease into the darkness. The vast region, comprising 46 countries at WHO, accounted for 46% of global cases and nearly one-third of deaths. That, according to Mike Ryan, the WHO's top emergency experts, in Europe, the picture is unrelentingly grim as a string of countries reported record increases, led by France, which posted more than 50,000 daily cases for the first time on Sunday. Well, some say potato, others say potato. In Hungary, they pronounce it Krumpli. Speaker Laszlo Kovar on Monday imposed an unusually high fine, the equivalent of $14,225, on Peter Jakob, the president of the Movement for a Better Hungary, for his sack of potatoes stunt in Parliament last week. Jakob took a sack of potatoes to Prime Minister Viktor Orban's seat last Monday, prompting Fidesz leaders to stand in front of Orban to prevent him from handing over the sack. He said many people voted for the right-wing Fidesz because the governing party gave away free potatoes. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News. It's VOA.